I'm Alan Lytle, 91.3 WUKY News, where it is time once again for our award-winning history program, Saving Stories, with Dr. Doug Boyd from the Louis B. Nunn Center for Oral History in the UK Libraries. It's a segment where we feature audio from the collection. Good day to you, Doug.
It's good to be here.
This week marks the 100th anniversary of the high water mark of the women's suffrage movement, with the adoption of the 19th Amendment securing the right to vote for millions of women in this country. And several Kentuckians played a key role in that, talking about Mary Barclay, Laura Clay, Sophonisba Breckinridge, and Madeline McDowell Breckinridge.
What I would give to have an oral history interview in our collection with some of these women. But because of the timing of the suffrage movement, the 19th Amendment, along with innovations with portable recording equipment and the timing of the popularization of oral history as a method, there just aren't many oral history interviews with women who were active in the suffrage movement. So when the University of Kentucky, along with other oral history institutions around the U.S., all got started actively recording interviews in the 1970s, most suffrage activists from that generation were already gone. So I went through the Nunn Center collection. We have several interviews with women talking about voting for the first time. We have one interview with a woman who was active in the suffrage movement in Philadelphia. But the clip that I brought today was a woman who graduated from the University of Kentucky in 1919, Austin P. Lilly. She was born in Richmond, Kentucky in 1896. She was interviewed by Terry Birdwistle in 1990. Graduated in 1919. She received her master's degree in chemistry in 1921. But Austin Lilly's mother, Anna Dudley McGinn Lilly, was very active in the women's suffrage movement here in Kentucky and at the national level. And she involved her daughter, Austin. In fact, her mother was a delegate to the final meeting of the National American Women's Suffrage Association, an organization that was founded in 1890 by Susan B. Anthony, Elizabeth Cady Stanton, Carrie Chapman Catt, and Lucy Stone. 6 months prior to the ratification of the 19th Amendment, the National American Women's Suffrage Association held its last convention where they basically ended the organization, which was successfully achieving the goal of suffrage and formed the League of Women's Voters. So in the interview with Austin Lilly, Terry Birdwistle asked her if her mother ever took her to any suffrage meetings. And here's her response.
Mother and Mr. Shea Breckinridge and Miss Sophonisba. Sophonisba Breckinridge were the three delegates from Lexington. At that time, we had moved to Lexington to the last meeting of the Women's Suffrage Convention in Chicago. And all the candidates for big offices from president on down came, you know, and addressed them, Congress, the meeting.
That must have been quite an experience for
you. Oh, it was. That was something. Carrie Chapman Catt was the president of the Women's Suffrage Convention. The women voted the next time, you know, and it became the League of Women Voters then. And
right. Madeline McDowell was, Breckinridge was the first president of the League of Women Voters. And your mother was active in that?
Yes.
When you went to this meeting in Chicago with your mother and these very high-powered Kentucky women, what did that mean to you? Can you think back to how it changed you, if it did at that point?
Well, it just interested me in going on with the type of work they did. I mean, I was interested in politics.
I mean, to be around Sophonisba Breckinridge and Madeline McDowell Breckinridge, that's pretty heady.
Well, that's true.
And your mother.
Her mother, I expect, was brighter than they.
Yeah.
It was a nice group. We went up on the train together and stayed in one of the big hotels there. In fact, where the convention was held, I've been trying to think which hotel it was. It faced on Michigan Avenue, you know. I think there was one called the Congress Hotel, and it may have been that one. They had all the big speakers and recognized politicians of the country come there to speak to that convention.
The convention was actually held at the Congress Hotel in Chicago, Illinois, February 12, 1920.
And you talk about being in the room where it happened. Think about that.
In the room and on the train, she rode the train with Sophonisba and Madeline McDowell Breckinridge. I mean, that's pretty remarkable.
And this interview is available online for anybody who wants to hear it.
Yes, KentuckyOralHistory.org. You can listen to Austin Lilly's interview. Austin Lilly's papers, along with the papers of her mother, Anna Dudley McGinn Lilly. They're both archived at the Special Collections Research Center here at UK. Austin Lilly also appears in a new book published by the University Press of Kentucky, Our Rightful Place, A History of Women at the University of Kentucky, which is by Terry Birdwistle and Deirdre Skaggs. So you should check that out as well.
Doug Boyd from the Louis B. Nunn Center for Oral History in the UK Libraries has been our guest again on Saving Stories. Thanks for your time.
Thanks for having me.